Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's go to Wisconsin, the state that's in the spotlight right now, with WUWM reporter LaToya Dennis. And LaToya, as we said, Biden now takes those 10 electoral votes. Again, the Trump campaign is asking for a recount. But what's been the reaction there to the AP declaring Joe Biden the winner?
Yeah, you know, it was a nail-biter. And as you said, that there will likely be a recount here because the Trump administration, I'm sorry, the Trump campaign have already asked for one. We haven't heard much yet from political officials here in the state, but there is excitement amongst the people, and they are applauding themselves for a job well done, but they do know that this is not yet over.
Well, and you say from the people, these are the Biden backers. There might be some discontent elsewhere, you know, but the state's election commission's, yeah, the state's election commission says all but one tiny township submitted their unofficial election results. We're just curious, why, what happened there?
You know, this is kind of strange. Apparently, a clerk went home sick on election day, and they haven't been able to reach that clerk since, right? And so apparently there is no one else who's been able to deliver the ballots from that township. And they are supposed to be in by 4 p.m. today under state law. So we're still watching that to see what happens.
Oh, you have to love it. That is so uniquely American. You'd think one other person would have a key. Trump's campaign manager, as we said, is requesting a recount. Contending what?
You know, they've said that basically public polling was used as a voter suppression tactic, and that there have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties which have raised serious doubts about the validity of the results. I can't tell you exactly what irregularities that they're speaking of because I've been searching and I haven't been able to find any real accounts of serious problems here at this point. So yeah, I guess there's more to come on that.
Yeah. Well, what are, you know, state leaders, the Democrats and Republicans in office there, what are they saying about the declaration of Biden's victory?
Yeah, they're eerily quiet at this point. I've been checking, you know, our email inboxes to see if they've sent out any press releases. There haven't been. I've been checking social media. Not anyone is really posting yet, except Robin Voss, who is the state leader, who basically said congratulations to everyone who has won. And Robin Voss is a Republican in the state. But nothing yet from Governor Tony Evers, who is a Democrat, or anyone else really from the state yet.
Yeah. And, you know, we mentioned that, yes, people are happy, but there's some people who won't be. Is there any sense of that?
Well, you know, people are vowing that every vote needs to be counted. And as we said, there's a razor thin margin here, and there's a recount that will happen. And there are some people who are very excited about that. I believe at this point, the race has been called, and I believe Biden is only up by 20,000 votes here. And so there are some people who are saying, you know, this isn't a mandate, and this recount definitely needs to happen, and we need to make sure that these votes are actually accurate.
Yeah. And tell us, what drew people to the polls there in Wisconsin? What won maybe along with Biden?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear your question.
That's okay. What issues brought people to the polls? I mean, what might have won along with Biden? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Being out talking to people yesterday, one of the major issues here was the handling of the coronavirus pandemic, right? There are some people who believe it was handled very poorly, and for them, that drove them to the polls yesterday. I would also say that in talking to people who voted early, that's what also caused them to cast an historic number of absentee ballots this year as well.
Yeah. And again, I don't want to harp on this, but, you know, we have been hearing there are some cities that are sort of preparing for, you know, protests against perhaps President Trump claiming victory early this morning when that was not, you know, at all accurate. I mean, how mm-hmm. how are things there, Milwaukee, Wisconsin? What's the sense of how the city's preparing for, you know, what finally happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, right now people are quite calm. I don't know that much is expected. I do know that there is a protest underway right now in Madison, Wisconsin, and I believe, I'm not sure if that protest was something that was already previously scheduled, but I knew that, I do know that that is happening near the Capitol at this point, and I guess it remains to be seen if anything happens in Milwaukee, but right now it seems pretty quiet.
No, that's good. Maybe everybody's tired, up very late. LaToya Dennis with WWM there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, against the Associated Press, has declared Joe Biden the winner in Wisconsin after, you know, all across the morning seeing the divide between him and Donald Trump widen as more of the mail-in ballots were counted. LaToya, you've been with us, you know, much of the day. We thank you so much.
Thank you.